I'm John Andrews. I am a presenter at Radio Woking, and I'm joined by two of my colleagues, my esteemed colleagues from the from Radio Woking, Stephen Ireland and Matt Seabee. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Hello, Stephen. Hello, Matt. So we're going to talk a bit about, on this Surrey Day, really sort of what is so special about this county. This is, I've lived in Woking all my life. I was born up at St. Peter's Hospital and haven't really sort of gone that far from where it all started for me. So living in Woking for 38 odd years now. So I think I know the county really well. For me, I love the fact that we are really close to London. It's on our doorstep. When we're not under lockdown, you can jump on the train and you can take in all the delights of London and have a day out, get a travel card, go round and check things out. But at the end of the day, we're not London, and I think that makes this county just unique. We have our own identity, but we are connected to the Big Smoke should we wish to be. So I think that's definitely something, Stephen, that really stands out for me about this county.
Yeah, I think you're quite right. But then at the same time, we've got that escapism. We've got some amazing places that you can kind of lose yourself in when you're in Surrey, which is and also such a beautiful thing about where we are is, one minute you could be on a vineyard. The next minute you can be in the hustle and bustle of Guildford, for instance. And then again, minutes later, you could be on a farm. So that is also such an amazing thing about Surrey, is that it's so varied depending on, as you travel through.
Well, I've lived here since 2009. And I love the diversity and the opportunity of living in Surrey. I work with a disability theatre group when I'm not doing any form of radio and things, and we often are looking for locations and experiences to help with our, and literally anywhere you go in Surrey there is a number of opportunities. I mean, we wanted an old woods, so we went to Oakshop. We wanted other green spaces like Newlands Corner. We need history places like Silent Pool, but then there's plenty of urban areas and cafes and bars and restaurants to do, like modern day filming.
Yeah, there's just so much going on as well, in the county, and there's so many beautiful places. I mean, you've got sort of the Reigate Hill, there's a little park up there with a little cafe when you can get a nice view. You've got Epsom Downs, and I think one of my favourite views is sort of looking out over Guildford when you can see the cathedral and things like that. So, it's a beautiful, beautiful county. And I think, it's great that we have this day to celebrate our county, the place that we call home. Are you born and bred in Surrey yourself, and Stephen?
No, I was born and bred in South London.
Okay.
So coming out of London into Surrey, I was expecting it to be more of a shock than what it was, because everyone said to me, oh, it's going to be very quiet. But actually, it's not. There's so many things that you can do. And what you find is that you're kind of central to not only London, but some really fantastic theatres and venues and events in Surrey. And then also, it's really easy to get to places like Reading, for instance, on a train within Surrey. Mm. So, we're very well connected. You're lucky being obviously in Woking, because Woking train lines run, very, very quickly into London. But at the same time, wherever you are in Surrey, we can be connected via a simple train line. And even the bus routes as well, they are fairly reliable, well, a lot more reliable than, say, London buses anyway.
Yeah, and very different feel to it as well. I think it feels sort of less like a big city, particularly Woking. I mean, it may be going that way of all the construction work, but it is a friendly county. And I mean, you go into parts of London and maybe people don't sort of speak to you like they would when you sort of get out into the suburbs of Surrey. And, where I am, I can walk to the train station or can get a bus literally across the road into town if I wanted to. I didn't fancy walking. And the theatre as well, I know you mentioned that, Stephen, the fact that we get such world-class productions literally on our doorstep.
I'm someone who loves the arts and loves music and things, and whatever you want to do in Surrey, there's somewhere to go, because there's plenty of museums, plenty of theatres, plenty of cinemas, there's art galleries, there's places like the Lightbox and the Ambassador's Theatre in Woking that have a number of different styles and things go on. So whatever you're into and whatever you want to do as part of a leisure activity or as part of filming, if you're someone like me, there's something available for you in Surrey.
And also we've got some community theatre groups like the Nomad Theatre as well, which is absolutely fantastic, because then you not only have these big West End productions that come to our you know, amazing county, but we also have some really great homegrown talent. And we've got to remember, some amazing people were born, bred, or have lived in Surrey over the years, from Alan Turing, who pioneered such a fantastic thing to kind of get us through and save so many lives in the war, to, you know, H.G. Wells. You know, these things come from amazing people that have been born in or have lived in a Surrey area.
And definitely H.G. Wells celebrated in Woking, you know, quite rightly. You know, he lived, I think his house in Maybury has got one of those blue plaques on it, so we can all sort of see where H.G. Wells lived and just sort of celebrate. And when we read The War of the Worlds, you know, to think that, you know, Horsell Common and places like that mentioned in the book are all places that we know. Matt, what brought you to Surrey back in 2009? Why did you decide to move here?
Mum's family were originally from St. John's. My grandmother's father owned the butchers in St. John's.
Oh, okay. Just up the road from me.
Yeah. And they were literally talking about it for years. And Mum always said, if we get the chance to go back and have a look or live there, then we will do. And before that, I was in Hounslow in Middlesex. Yeah. Just felt like you weren't really around nature or greenery, and there was nowhere really to go to get away from it all, or go out for a walk if you wanted to. Yes. So we'd make the move and come to Surrey if we could find somewhere to rent. And we rented for a few years, actually. And found because I live in the Byfleet area, just outside Woking, actually.
Yeah, lovely.
Found we loved the area and we made a real home here and made some good friends and found some interests. So we ended up staying and buying. So, yeah, it's been home for over 10 years now.
And, of course, where you are, you know, if you need to go somewhere, M25, A3, right on your doorstep, you can jump on that and you can go pretty much anywhere you want, really.
Or if you're more lazy like me, John, or you don't drive, then you can train into London in less than an hour.
Well, yeah, of course. Even from Byfleet in Newhall, you know, 20 minutes from Woking. Byfleet in Newhall is a stopping service, isn't it?
It is. That's the one we call it, the milk train or the slow train, because you go to about 10 places. If you want to get anywhere quickly, you go to Woking first. Yes.
Definitely. What's your most fondest memory, John? What's something that really stands out for you in Surrey?
Going back to 1993, actually, I remember I would have been about 11 years of age, and the Peacock Centre was being built at the time, and it was due to be finished the next year. There I was as a pupil at Goldsworth School, and we were given a hard hat, and we said, look, we're going to go off and we're going to explore the Peacocks. So I got to explore this revolutionary new shopping centre before, you know, anyone else, really. And that was, you know, just a kind of experience, the start of the future of Woking, because I think the Peacocks come in, of course, the cinema, and, you know, it's changed a lot over the years, but that was a real kind of turning point for Woking, bringing in the Peacock Centre in the early 90s.
Amazing. Does it not make you feel old now that they're saying that it needs the refurb, though?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
I would say my fondest memory, obviously Pride would be one. Having the first Pride last year was an incredible feat and something that people in Surrey never thought they'd ever see. So that, you know, is one. But also recognising actually that there are so many charities and non-profitable organisations.
Yeah. And here in Woking, we have our own radio station, obviously Radio Woking, where I present the Wednesday breakfast show, and you present on a Sunday the Proud to Be Me show and the Pride in Surrey show as well, Stephen.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic that we've been given the opportunity to have a show designated towards the LGBT community. But it goes to the point that Matt had around diversity and the inclusive nature of Surrey. We have so many amazing people in Surrey from a vast array of ethnic backgrounds all the way through to, you know, disabilities, etc. You know, and it's great that they are recognised and that there are things for those individual people to be visible and to know that they're not alone. So, you know, to have a pride show on Radio Woking, it was fantastic. And it just goes to show how, you know, forward thinking and diverse and inclusive Surrey is and still can continue to be. So, you know, a very exciting time.
Yeah, and for me, Stephen, the breakfast show on a Wednesday, you know, it's great, I think, being on the radio as people's days get underway. You know, people are listening, they're getting ready for their day, whatever that may hold. You know, they tune in just for to be cheered up, I suppose, and to sort of motivate them for the day. But at the same time, I've just found that there's so many people with so many stories to tell out there. And I think, you know, the fact that we cover the Woking and the Rushmore Bowers, you know, we're able to bring a voice to those people that may not sort of get to tell their stories and give them a platform to share their messages.
We obviously knew each other, John, from another station, and I'd be listening to you on Radio Woking. Yeah. And then an opportunity came up to do the Monday afternoon drive time show. So I went along for an interview and crossed my fingers, and thankfully I got the role. So since January, doing Monday Drive. It's probably something that will suit you, whatever your musical whatever your experience of music is. And I have to say, in some ways it's a big tick for the music department. We have a very varied library and a very varied playlist.
Yes.
Sometimes it's varied enough for even us as presenters to go, what's that?
See, it educates us. We can't sort of forget the music, the musical heritage of our county. I mean, you know, so many bands. I mean, you've got the Stranglers at Guildford. And of course, here in Woking, we've got The Jam, Paul Weller, you know, Stanley Road, that iconic album. It's actually a road in Woking, you know. So, and I think in Shearwater, they've actually got sort of a mural of, you know, The Jam, and just celebrating our musical heritage. It's been great, I think, to have this opportunity to talk about Surrey and the county that we call home, and, you know, to hear your experiences, Matt, and to hear from Stephen, and just to celebrate our county, which is really, I think, what Surrey Day is all about.
It is. And one thing I wanted to end on is I've got a number of friends who now live elsewhere who, when they come to visit or they come to stay, say what a beautiful place it is, and they wish they live here. So those of us that do live here and get to call Surrey home should feel very proud and very lucky, I think.